Welcome to a special edition of the Global Gaming Business Podcast. Today we sit down with Boris Hallerbach, the Director of Premium Content for IGT, on the 25th anniversary of the legendary Wheel of Fortune slots, which broke new ground in the slot business. This month, IGT is celebrating 25 years of the Wheel of Fortune slots, the brand players seek on every casino floor for its life-changing jackpots. Learn more at IGT.com/WOFslots25. It seems like just yesterday, but the debut of the Wheel of Fortune slots took place 25 years ago. As the Director of Premium Content for IGT, Boris Hallerbach is responsible for keeping the product fresh and profitable. He explains the roots of the Wheel of Fortune game and how it is important as a brand and why players continue to gravitate to the games. For the 25th anniversary, IGT has special promotions planned for players and will display all the new Wheel of Fortune slots at the Indian Gaming Trade Show in July and the G2E in October. Hallerbach spoke with me from his home office last week. Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. Our guest today is Boris Hallerbach with IGT. And Boris, tell us about why you're here and what's so exciting about the Wheel of Fortune and its 25th anniversary.
All right. Well, thanks, Roger. My name is Boris Hallerbach, and I am the Director of Premium Content at IGT. So Wheel of Fortune falls under my area of responsibility. Before I was director for Premium Content, I was also the product manager for Wheel of Fortune for quite a few years. So right. I've got a pretty long history with Wheel of Fortune, and it's my baby.
Right. Well, it's one of the most popular slot games ever out there. So that's an exciting thing. And to have it around for 25 years and to maintain that popularity is kind of unusual, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, so 25 years is a huge milestone for us. And, you know, Wheel of Fortune is a slot game, you know, from its beginning.
Right.
It was the first licensed entertainment brand in slots. And I think that really helped kick off its popularity early on.
Sure.
But we've been able to maintain that popularity with players over the years. First, by being true to the brand,
right.
You know, so Wheel of Fortune has a very strong brand presence. It's on TV daily, and it has a very strong presence, but it does evolve over the years. And so, you know, as the show has evolved from season to season, we've taken, you know, that approach as well in the slot games and worked that into the games.
Sure.
But on the game side, you know, we've also taken very strong game mechanics from the IGT library and from the industry at large. And we've rolled those gaming experiences into Wheel of Fortune over the years.
Right.
And in that way, we've really helped keep the brand relevant with players over the years.
Sure. Well, there had been Wheel games before Wheel of Fortune. Whose idea was it to go after, the TV show brand?
Well, so it's a little bit before my time. I didn't start with IGT until 2003.
Okay.
The very early beginnings, this was really Chuck Mathewson, our CEO and chairman at the time, who was at an event with some representatives from Sony, and they started talking about, you know, what the possibility could be. And of course, Anchor Gaming had a Wheel at the time, and they had a Wheel Gold game at the time, but it was kind of the right moment to think about the entertainment brand and what that could be. So, magic happened, and 25 years ago, we were able to launch Wheel of Fortune to the Nevada and New Jersey markets, and that started it all on the slot side.
Right. So, you know, 25 years, again, a long time. What does that mean to IGT and to the industry as a whole?
Well, for IGT, Wheel of Fortune has been huge, of course.
Sure.
I mean, it's been central to our premium product offering. Wheel of Fortune slots make up a huge portion of our premium revenue as well, both on the wide area progressive side, but also on the standalone side. So we've kind of branched out pricing-wise. But really, it is a big piece of our business, and so we've protected that and we've grown that over the years. As far as the industry is concerned, I think it definitely opened the industry's eyes and manufacturers' eyes about the value of licensed content in gaming.
Right.
So I think from the early start, we had Wheel of Fortune and we had Jeopardy and Pyramid, early on. Mm-hmm. But that kind of opened the door to licensed content coming into gaming more. And so, these days, you still see a huge influence of licensed content out in the gaming market. And I think it would trace its origins back to the success of Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, no question. So, there's been a lot of different kind of versions of Wheel of Fortune, and I think that's kept it fresh over the years. Just give us a run through of some of the different versions you've gone through.
Well, from modest beginnings, we started with a simple reel slot with a wheel bonus on it. Certainly using the sounds and the cues of the show, making that work. But we really, took what is a known base slot experience and added the wheel bonus with the Wheel of Fortune branding and had it at a certain bonus frequency, and that worked with players. But over the years, we've expanded. As we changed platforms, back in 2004, 2005, when we rolled out our AVP platform, we had a new video capability with our AVP brain box and operating system, and that allowed us to really bring video content into slot gaming. So that added not only video content to the game, but also live appearances from Pat and Vanna mm-hmm. in the game, for example, and really solidified the Wheel of Fortune authenticity there. And from that, we've kept pace with our own cabinet innovations over the years. One of the biggest ones we did was our Wheel of Fortune Super Spin, which was a giant bonus wheel in the middle of 9 player stations,
right,
where players could enter in the bonus simultaneously and spin the wheel together. So that really was the first community experience that we had on Wheel of Fortune, and that was a big deal.
Sure.
But we've taken it forward with IGT and GTEC coming together. We launched Wheel of Fortune 3D on their best-in-class 3D technology and created a winner there too, with a strong wheel experience and 3D graphics that were amazing. And we brought that forward to our 4D experience with Wheel of Fortune 4D featuring Vanna White. So we've been able to take the Wheel of Fortune brand and the slot experience in many different directions there.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, the Wheel of Fortune 3D, but just any of the stuff you've done on 3D has been just eye popping. And I know that was real popular to see the wheel, come out at you.
Yeah.
For big money thrills, IGT's Wheel of Fortune slots is the one your players seek. The game that's awarded over $3.3 billion in jackpots is celebrating 25 years as a top-performing slot brand. With more than 1,100 millionaires created in a quarter of a century, Wheel of Fortune Slots delivers heart-pounding thrills for every player every time. Celebrate with us as we unveil the new Wheel of Fortune games and player promotions designed to drive excitement to your floor. Visit IGT.com/WOFslots25. For more information. Now back to our podcast.
Obviously, it was really exciting in the beginning. Is it still exciting for you to work on this project?
Well, absolutely. Working with our game studios, they understand how important the Wheel of Fortune brand is as a legacy item for IGT, and how important it is in our overall portfolio. So, when game designers get a chance to work on Wheel of Fortune, it's a real boost for them.
Yeah.
And because we are able to leverage Wheel of Fortune on our newer technologies, newer cabinets, of course, you know, game designers want to work on the latest and greatest. So we kind of have the best of both worlds there. If we take our best brand and our best technologies and let the game designers loose on that, usually really good things happen there.
Right, right. Well, you mentioned, you know, the fact that it was a TV show and people can recognize it. It was immediately popular. But what has really maintained its popularity down through the years?
Well, you know, I think Wheel of Fortune as a media experience is pretty unique. I mean, they're in their 38th season now,
right,
of production, and it's on every weeknight. So you have, and I can remember growing up, you know, with my grandparents watching Wheel of Fortune, and
right,
you know, they, you know, I think people grow up watching it in their families. And when they go to a casino and they see Wheel of Fortune on the floor, they instantly gravitate towards it. I mean, I know friends and family introduce their friends who are new to casinos maybe to Wheel of Fortune because it's approachable.
Sure, right.
So you kind of build a player base there, mm-hmm, that gets reinforced on TV every night, and it's a pretty unique proposition for us.
Sure, no question about that. So you mentioned Pat Sajak and Vanna White. I mean, they're such icons on TV now. And I know in the past they've been involved at various stages of promoting the game. You know, are they still involved in that manner?
Well, they are. You know, we have done a number of different video shoots with Vanna, for example,
sure,
and
right,
voiceovers. We definitely use Jim Thornton too as the voice for all of you know, all of the action that happens,
sure,
at the wheel,
right,
and countdowns and all that sort of thing. You know, Vanna's been really open to working with us for promotions and slot tournaments and P2E appearances,
sure,
in the past.
Right.
So yeah, she's great to work with and a real real super individual.
Yeah, no question about that. So in this day and age, you know, you've got, you don't just have the slot machines on the floor, you've got online gaming, you've got the lottery as well. IGT has a lottery division as well, probably your most successful division. And, you know, how do you coordinate, you know, the inclusion of Wheel of Fortune across all those platforms?
Well, each of the verticals, I think, understand the importance of Wheel of Fortune in the gaming space.
Sure.
And you know, the land-based gaming definitely provides a foundation, I think, for the other channels to leverage. I think in many cases those channels are responsible for, you know, deploying Wheel of Fortune in their own areas. But, you know, working with our licensing team, with Jennifer Fales, you know, she coordinates the licensing approvals there, and so we work with Sony very closely. We get together with them monthly to go over, you know, all of the different channels. But in many cases, you know, we work together with the channels, like we do in Canada, for example, with the BC, the British Columbia Lottery Corp. They have cross-channel promotions with Wheel of Fortune that promote both the land-based, the online, and the lottery component there. And that's been very successful for us too. So yeah, definitely a lot of different channels to pursue, but we keep close contact with Sony on those, and they are a great supporter of, you know, all of our efforts in the different areas.
Sure, no question. So you mentioned when you roll out, you know, a new type of game, do you take it to Sony before you roll it out to get their approval?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the way we work with them, you know, like I mentioned, we have monthly meetings with them. But you know, in the design phase, when we're working on new concepts to fill out our gaming portfolio, mm-hmm, whenever there are new Wheel of Fortune concepts, we provide them with a concept doc that kind of shows where we're headed and how we want to use the assets. And then as we're getting through development, we have a midpoint check-in and a final approval check-in. So there is Sony approval for every game that we put out in the market.
Okay.
No question.
Great. So you mentioned the trade shows. Trade shows are coming back. I remember seeing both Pat and Vanna at one of the trade shows and getting to meet them. That was very exciting for a fan of Wheel of Fortune. So that was great. But obviously, with the 25th anniversary, you're gonna roll it out. What's coming at G2E in the fall when you celebrate the 25th anniversary there?
Well, we definitely have good events planned for G2E. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag sure. too much there, but
right.
but certainly, you know, we're all looking forward to getting back in front of customers at G2E. And then NIGA's happening as well
right. In July.
In July, too. And, you know, I booked my travel for that, which will be my first biz trav, really.
Yeah.
So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
But leading up to G2E, you know, we've got 25 weeks of the 25th anniversary Wheel of Fortune plan, and we've got social media events happening where fans and players can win prizes each week. We've got packages set up with operators leading up to the G2E event, which is going to be kind of the culminating event there. But we've got some really good stuff planned for G2E this year as well.
Okay. So, but you do also have all this stuff planned for players and you're working with the operators then to really highlight that. Are you going to have tournaments and things like that in the casinos themselves?
Yeah. So we definitely have, the weekly events planned for players to participate in, but also with our operators. Select operators will also get packages of, you know, prize giveaways and things that they can leverage with their players through their players club, for example. You know, just a great way of promoting Wheel of Fortune and the strong history and, you know, the way IGT has made millionaires over the years with Wheel of Fortune.
Sure.
All of those are going to be promoted during these 25 weeks of Wheel of Fortune.
Great. So I don't want to get too far down in the weeds here, but, you know, the success of a slot machine, yeah, not only depends upon its themes, but it depends upon the math, too. So is there anything special about the math of Wheel of Fortune?
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, I think the math and, you know, how we design the payloading for the games
sure.
and you know, how we make an exciting experience for players is, you know, something that we retain from development to development. So, you know, we definitely have a plan in regards to that. I think players, when they approach a Wheel of Fortune game, they have certain expectations about what the game ride is going to be like,
sure, and right.
what a wheel bonus should be and how mm-hmm. often that should occur. So, you know, we definitely, you know, have boundaries there that we use as well.
Sure.
You know, I think in some ways, a great Wheel of Fortune evening is when you can string a couple wheel bonuses together and maybe get some of the bigger wheel wedges and you come out ahead and you've paid for dinner and it's been a great night. That's a successful outing with Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, no question about that. Well, it's going to be an exciting time this fall when to see that all happen at G2E. But you're building up to that, so I think it's going to be a great time for the industry and for IGT. So thanks for taking the time to join us, Boris, and good luck on the 25th anniversary here.
Well, thanks very much, Roger. My pleasure.
Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast brought to you by IGT, where the Wheel of Fortune Slots is celebrating 25 years as a millionaire maker with 25 weeks of giveaways, contests, and big fun. Celebrate with IGT at igt.com/WOFslots25. To learn more about how the Wheel of Fortune Slots kicked off the branded slot game craze, visit ggbmagazine.com. To get all the news of the gaming industry, particularly of the coronavirus situation and its impact on gaming, including daily updates, subscribe for free at ggbnews.com by using the code GGB180. Don't miss a single episode of the GGB podcast. Subscribe on iTunes and Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB podcast.